In 1973, writer Erica Jong revolutionized the world of literature with her book, Fear of Flying. The novel offered a fresh perspective on sex from a woman's point of view, and it certainly struck a chord. Fear of Flying has sold more than 27 million copies worldwide. Tonight, the author will be appearing at Roman's Bookstore here in Pasadena to talk about her newest book. It's called Fear of Dying. Erica Jong joins me now here in studio. It's a real pleasure to have you.
It's a real pleasure to be here.
This novel, Fear of Dying, it centers around a 60-year-old woman, a former actress named Vanessa Wunderman, and much of this book revolves around her age and how she feels about growing older. And it made me wonder, Erica Jong, you're in your 30s, Fear of Flying comes out, you're kind of on top of the world. Were you thinking at all at that point about what am I going to be like as a 60-year-old woman? And how did you envision that woman if you were thinking about it?
You know, I started life as a poet, and when you're a poet, you always think about the two subjects of poetry, everlasting, love and death.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, all poetry is about love and death. I adored Keats when I was in college, and he died at 25, right? So death has always been a preoccupation of mine. But I really started to think about fear of dying when my parents became very frail. My mother died at 101, my father at 93.
Yeah.
At the moment in my life when they became frailer and frailer and frailer, I started making notes for the book that became Fear of Dying. At that time, I didn't know it would become Fear of Dying. But I began to make notes what it smelled like in my parents' room, what the caregivers were like, my own feelings of distress about that this would be me someday with my daughter, Molly, and the specificity of mortality was there, and that became Fear of Dying. It's true that when you're 60, pretending to be 50, after having had a great facelift, when you're 60, people are dying all around you. Your friends are dying of breast cancer, right? Jackie Collins just died this week. She was the loveliest person in the world. And I met her several times. I also knew her sister, Joan. And Jackie was an angel. Joan is the demon, but a lovely demon, a wonderful demon.
But before we go off too far off with the Collins, and I'm so glad that we were able on the show today to pay respect to Jackie Collins, but it's interesting because there's that now as we live so much longer.
Yes.
It used to be were lucky if you made it to 60. Now it's almost expected. And in the very beginning of the book, we see that Vanessa is not exactly happy about where she is in life. And I want to quote a little bit. You write, "I hate getting older. I don't see anything good about it. The downward slope of life is full of rocks. Your skis are blunt. And there are these patches of black ice everywhere ready to slip you up." And I have to say, as a woman who's already struggling with the changes I am finding myself going through as a woman at 40s, Erica Jong, this was not a ringing endorsement. How do you personally, because it sounds, this is not a memoir, but it sounds like there's a lot of emotions here that are near and dear to you. So how do you make peace with 60 when so much of it is kind of dreadful and scary?
Vanessa says, "I used to love the power I had over men. Walking down the street, my mandolin-shaped ass swaying and swinging to their backward eyes. How strange that I only completely knew this power when it was gone. All male eyes looking at my daughter's 20-ish body promising babies." That is the transition. Look, in life we go through many transitions. We go through the transition in Fear of Flying. Isadora is 29 going on 30. Vanessa is 60 pretending to be 50. Mm. A beautiful, beautiful actress who is beautiful. You know, we are beautiful in our 60s. We are beautiful in our 70s. We are, some women are beautiful in their 80s. And as my shrink always says to me when I say I'm terrified that Ken will die, my beloved husband of 26 years, my fourth and last husband, my shrink says, "You'll never be alone." Women like you were never alone. But, and in fact, my greatest mentor when I was a poet only was a woman who was never alone. She didn't look like a model at all, but she was never alone, and she remarried when she was 60.
And Vanessa isn't, she's got a husband who she's happily married to in a lot of ways, but to be blunt, their sex life isn't all that. Her husband's significantly older. So in this book, she turns to a website where people can hook up anonymously. And the website is called Syphilis, which is, of course, a reference to the phrase, the second half of which we cannot say and will not say on the radio. But this was this famous phrase and notion that was first coined in Fear of Flying, that notion of this guiltless sexual encounter between strangers. I mean, this was such a huge thing when Fear of Flying came out. And I read that for years, people just automatically assumed that this character was you and this was your outlook on sex as well, which it wasn't necessarily.
Well, you know, Time magazine printed, which declares feminism dead every 20 years, said in a column, I can't remember who wrote it because the person is completely forgotten, if the Erica Jongs of this world have their way, women everywhere will be hopping from bed to bed to bed to bed. That was the kind of reception I got. In my own life, I've always been monogamous until the relationship is absolutely on its last legs. I've been with Kenneth Burroughs for 26 years. I adore him. He adores me. He's exactly my age. He is not 20 years older like Asher in Fear of Dying. But I have many friends who are married to much older men, and I see what they go through. And what they go through is, oh, my God, here I am. I'm either the nurse or the purse, as they say. I know my daughter never reads my books because for her mental health. She's a writer. The last thing she wants, she wants Mamo. She doesn't want a writer, right? She's a healthy young woman. Yeah. John Updike once told me that his kids never read his books. They want daddy. They don't want a writer. This is where all the critics are wrong. They don't get it. Your kid is your kid. You are the parent. You are not to them the icon. And God help you if you raise a kid who thinks of you as an icon. That kid is a very unhealthy kid.
Erica, we just have about a minute left here. Yeah. I'm going to ask you a huge question to answer in that short period of time. You brought up the F word, feminism, which you bring up in this book as almost what's happened to it. Like it's become a bad word. What is your personal stance on that?
Feminism has come back, despite the fact that the corporate press is slandering Hillary again, despite the fact that the Tea Party is trying to close down all the Planned Parenthood clinics. Feminism is back, and I'm here to say it's coming back. What we really need is a council of grandmothers making the War and Peace decisions. And if I were writing Hillary's scripts, I would not be talking about Charlotte and Chelsea. I would be talking about the fact that the United States needs, as the Native Americans, whom we displaced. They had a council of grandmothers that decided on war and peace. The braves fought the war, but the grandmothers decided when. And I think we have to go back to that grandmother power. And you know what? We have a real shot at it, but not if we elected the Republicans.
Erica Jong, her latest book is called Fear of Dying. She'll be talking more about it tonight at Roman's Bookstore in Pasadena at 7 o'clock this evening. Erica, thank you so much.
I can't wait to see all my friends in Pasadena.
I'm sure they're looking forward to seeing you as well. Enjoy it.
Thank you.